Blog Talk Radio.
Bonnie Albers on air, I think. And I am Bonnie Albers. I'm the hostess with the mostest, with no sleep, Sue. So I totally get what everyone in chat is saying. Just let me tell you what today's show is going to be about, and then we'll just chat about what's going on in the sky. But today, I have one of my faves. He is like the permanent, keep saying he's a guest on the show. I want to say he's Wednesday's co-host. And I just adore him. He's super connected. He super has a million talents. And for some reason, he's sleeping better than I am. But he is right from over the pond. He does animals, pets, humans, non-humans. He does universes, worlds. He writes a magazine. He does everything. He's a Reiki master healer. He is a Reiki master teacher. He's a teacher of all sorts of metaphysical genres. And I am just thrilled to death that I get to have him on my show every week. So please allow me to announce the babe, the wonderful, the awesome Jerry Humphries. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
How'd you like that introduction from somebody who has to drink coffee to stay up?
Well, you see, now, I have said there's a little technique that you can use that will help to clear stuff down before you go to sleep, and it'll give you a better night's sleep. I bet you haven't done it.
You know what? I bet you don't know what card I just pulled, and you are so right, but I'll tell everybody in a second. But I have to, before we get into our subjects and our cards, I have to tell you that I just changed over to chat right before I got in. I want to tell you crystal balls and Annie's in there, but I haven't looked. Remember, I'm ADD, so I can't do 2, 5 things or 16 things at once. Usually I can, but this one I can't. But they were, Sue was talking about how she hasn't slept because of this big full super moon. And I just have got to tell you, what did that happen yesterday, Jerry?
Yes. It was, well, with me, it was late afternoon that the moon was at its fullest.
I couldn't figure out why in 2 weeks, it's been about 2 weeks, I have not been able to sleep. And I'm talking wide awake. So I wonder if this super moon, Jerry, has anything to do with the energies it's not allowing or pulling in our bodies to not let us get proper sleep. Now, Sue Bowles is telling me the same thing in chat. She's not slept and her energies have been crazy. So I, you know, if you get on the show today and, you know, we start talking, tell me how the energies of the full moon, this full super moon, have affected you. Have they affected you, Jerry?
A little. You have to bear in mind a couple of things here. Firstly, it was the last full moon of winter, so now we're unofficially into spring, even though the official start of spring is until the 1st of March. At the peak of a full moon, because it affects the tides and affects the waters and the oceans, and it pulls the water table of Mother Earth to closer to the surface, we are also made up a lot of water. So therefore, it's going to affect a lot of us as people. So, yeah, I can understand that pull on energies, and people have been finding their natural biorhythms have been upset by the full moon. Also, bear in mind that we are rapidly heading towards the first of this year's Mercury retrogrades. There are other planetary influences going around at the moment. So, coupled with putting all these things together, putting them into the cauldron and stirring them up, I would say that some people would have had or felt the effects more than others.
Well, I'll tell you, if you can answer crystal balls, of course, I always go from crystal to Sue, and I'll look in chat. What this, I know this full super moon, I can't remember what it's in, and is it an earthly sign or an air sign? But I'll tell you, the pull is crazy, and I know it's in an air element because it's still Aquarius yesterday. So, oh my gosh! And Aquarius is the water bear. The jug is in the water, half the foot is on the land. It's a star card, so it's kind of all about emotions and your thinking. So that's the coolest card because Aquarius is such a forward thinker, but it's emotional also. People don't realize that. Anyway, we'll see if Sue answers and sees what this full super moon was about, and then I'll read it to you. But I pulled a card. I don't want to get too far because last week I discombobulated, probably because of the super moon, I discombobulated our card readings in the beginning. So before we actually get to our subject there, I pulled a card that you're going to love. I pulled the African violet. Well, you know all about African violets. It's all about purple. Purple is the higher chakra. It is the crown chakra. It's all about where spirit comes and pours it into the rest of your chakras. And I love it. And it says, cleanse your energy. Remind you of anything, Jer? When you release negativity, the answer to your question shines through. Well, there's no negativity with me, but you know what you just said to me is all about cleansing your energy. Is that cool or what?
Absolutely.
I mean, how would you have known what card I pulled? You're over in the UK, over the pond, and doing something I don't know, because I am so into coffee right now because I need some boost, that you couldn't have possibly seen, heard, or felt this card. Well, maybe felt. And then you said that I needed to close down my energy before I go to bed. So thank you for that. And this is just another confirmation. What do you have for us in the animal realm, Jer?
The power animal is the mouse, and the mouse is the animal of scrutiny, and its message is twofold. Firstly, it's saying it's time to develop your largesse of spirit. It's time to allow the little you to become the big you. It's time to be, and using the energy of the mouse, it's time for you to be able to see the minutest, smallest details that other people might miss. At the same time, the mouse says you are also going to be in a far better place to spot anything that might be causing upset. In other words, does the piece of cheese that's in front of you actually hide a mouse trap? Therefore, and this could relate to people, not just things. So is that person that's in front of you hiding a mousetrap? So it's the mouse is saying, but you have an intense gaze and the ability to see through the things that you need to see through. But most importantly, you are no longer a little mouse. You are actually a roaring lion.
Wow, I love that. That is super cool. And you know how I feel about your animal cards. I think they're fabulous. There's something I wanted to tell everybody that I didn't start, and it's about, this has nothing to do with metaphysics, but, well, it kind of does, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, how spirit works in funny ways. But, you know, yesterday I had a meeting I knew I had to wear something conservative, because, you know, you walk in there, they've got all kids, you don't want to, like, be showing your booty or anything like that, of course. So I put on a shirt, and I couldn't figure out why I put it on. And it was a designer, Karl Lagerfeld. Guess what happened yesterday to Karl Lagerfeld?
Yes, sadly, Karl Lagerfeld passed away.
Now, is that crazy? I mean, I just want everyone to know. Here, I have one, maybe I have two Karl Lagerfeld tops in my wardrobe. They're very conservative. They look like, well, you know, you wear them kind of, they look like they're sweet and tart, but you can wear them like funky. So I put it on. I haven't worn that in a while. And when I turned on the radio, actually the television, and saw Karl Lagerfeld passed away, I wonder if it was spirit, Jerry, letting me know that Karl Lagerfeld, I mean, they're not going to tell you in your ear that Karl Lagerfeld passed away, at least with me. But that when I wore that shirt, as soon as I heard the death of Karl Lagerfeld, which is sad, I feel really bad. He was a very good designer, and I really liked him as a designer. I know him as a person. But isn't that crazy that I wore his top yesterday?
See, it's these little insights from your higher self that, and I'm sure that that a lot of other people, it's really nice that you're able to tune into that and understand it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who also get this similar, if you like, inspirational events or things happening with them, but they don't always either heed them or follow them through, which I feel is quite a shame, really. But then again, if everybody did, you and I would be out of a job.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'd be listening to our show more. So, oh my gosh, I love that explanation. It is fabulous. I had to pass that on because, you know, people always say, well, I don't get a sign. Why do you get a sign? Why don't I get a sign? Well, the truth of the matter is we get signs all the time, whether we recognize them. So I love that. The minute I heard that, I thought, wow, I got it. So, here's to you, Karl Lagerfeld, and your life and your design and what you've you know, contributed to fashion. So I do have to say that. And now what I do want to bring up, and I love that Carver Lagerfeld was brought up, is today I just want to touch on, it's all about love, Jerry. We got through Valentine's Day. Oh, my gosh. And on this show, that was a little tense. When people were, you know, expressing how, you know, that some of them just weren't going to want to look at love. It was very interesting, and they did anyway on the show. And, you know, for me, Valentine's Day is all about love, love of something, love of someone. And, of course, to me, it's of someone on Valentine's Day, even though it should be every day, which we established on the show. But today I want to talk about love in all forms. And what the next two shows, I want to kind of visit, like, what are different loves? So today, one of your favorite subjects, because you do that as a hypnotherapist, is, is past live love and the return. What does that mean for your karmic responsibility? Is there karmic responsibility, and why do we recognize that? I'm going to give you the floor, Jerry, before I speak for the whole hour.
No, you can't, because I find this interesting, because firstly, how do you know whether the karmic responsibility is your responsibility? Because unless you've actually been through regression, you won't know necessarily or understand where this karmic connection has come from, who it's connected with, have you already been through it, and what do you need to understand from it. As you know, Bonnie, it is not a conscious awareness that we have of what is written in our soul contract. And the only way that you find that out sometimes is by either going through a past life regression, or mm-hmm. maybe even having a reading of your Akashic record. But that generally only would highlight one particular area, and that doesn't necessarily connect with what you're going through is in some sort of karmic responsibility. Sometimes I feel that has to be hidden, because otherwise you wouldn't be living in the present earth life, you'd be living in the past.
You know, I totally see that. You know, there are people, it reminds me, and when I say karmic responsibility, it could be on either side, certainly. But, you know, people who come down, you can see this in an astrological chart. I know Sue Bowles was going to say, yes, you're right. When you have Venus retrograde in your chart, it means that all loves coming up are not new. They're from past lives. So why are they here? Why are they coming up from past lives? That's, you don't know. And you don't know what your karmic responsibility or theirs is to you, which is really cool. I love the Akashic records, and you do that. And you also do you also do past life regression. And so I encourage anybody who has any type of feeling of, hey, I've known this person before, what's our connection? Whether it be good or challenging, because you know that just because you come up with past life and, love, it doesn't always mean it's perfect. And so that's what I wanted everyone to know today. We might recognize a past love and a past life with that person. And, well, for me, I can tell you I see everyone, but I know when my past lives come up, and I know karmically what I owe or don't. It's really weird, and probably you're going to say, well, Bonnie, that's interesting. But I know even from my husband, and I feel like you know from your better half. So, well, I won't say better half, your equal half, because then you're going to kill me. I do feel there's people who do know that they have been with that person before, and that they can feel a little bit, if they look at their lives now, what that responsibility might have been. It's not a proven, but it could be something that you need to delve into further, which is, like you said, Akashic records or past life regression. Which do you prefer, Jerry? Do you like them both? Because I know you do them both.
I prefer to look at the Akashic records.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel that I get more insight from that. See, with past life regression, that is about someone else. Well, I suppose looking at the Akashic records, I never would ask to look at my own; it'd be too scary. but you see, what you've just described, though, would suggest that everybody has a connection with their twin flame, and that I have to say I can't get my head around that, because I don't see how that can possibly be, because for me, twin flame connections are very rare.
You know, I agree with you. I think they're getting more and more. I heard people say that it's like a swarm of one of those. They look like helicopters. You know, they're bugs. Fireflies, not fireflies. You know those ones that I say look like a helicopter, Jerry. You know it's like you pass. It's an animal. It's like a flying thing. You know, it's everybody loves them. They're not fireflies. They're called something else. I'm sure you. They look just like, and they come in blue and green, and they're pretty big. Anyway,
No.
That's like a swarm of them. But you know, but I don't feel that you come. I feel that's like a gift. So I can see who comes as twin flames, and it's interesting because I don't see them often with people, but when I see them, it's unbelievable how I can tell, at least I feel. And I do love that, but not everybody that you come with is a twin flame. Of course not. You can come with a soulmate. You can come with as many soulmates. You can pick that soulmate. You can have four, and depending on which one you choose at the time, because I don't feel we come down with one. Like if you're in California and the other person's in San Diego, you don't get together, it doesn't mean you're going to be alone. I feel we do come down with many soulmates, and it's the one we attach to in this lifetime, the karmic responsibility for both sides, or not, start. You know, next show, which you didn't know, is going to be about new love, no karmic responsibility, and a new love coming in. I mean, totally new soul. So that's why I kind of wanted to do this past love and past life people today. So how do you see people that you know, can you karmically connect them from past lives when you're talking to them as clients?
Not always, no, because I don't feel that that is, it could be that karmically they are, a person is here to learn their own lesson and is not necessarily connected with somebody else. You could have a spiritual link with that person, but that's all that means is that you have a similar path to walk, but you each have your own individual responsibilities, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you feel like that when we're up in making our life plan to come here, that we've created it together and we come down together to work off certain issues in our lives as souls?
I agree that we agree, if you like, to come back to try to correct things that either we haven't understood or have misinterpreted or done just completely wrongly in a past life. But at the same time, I also feel we are here to learn new lessons, because I feel that when we transition back to spirit, we take them with us, and we can pass those on to other souls who are then coming back on their own journey.
I love that. And I see that, you know, you see people, here's a good example of, for me, past life love. You will see that somebody comes and they, you know, spend the rest of their earthly years, and even though there's ups and downs always in life, they always make it work out. And then, you know, I believe, through what I learn in my spiritual journey, that the children, if you have any, are the ones that come down and want to be nurtured by the parents they pick, or working off things, or asking them to come help them. So it's a very interesting concept, and one that's vast. So I always say that we do, you know, we certainly come from the same soul family or same soul pods, and we bring in new people from those pods, and we can. But I do believe we travel in same groups, and we explore what different parts of who we are together can be. So I'm very into past lives. And karma, oh my gosh, we could talk about that forever. What is karma? What's your definition before we actually get to the phone lines? What's your guys' definition of karma?
The energy you give out is the energy you get back.
And I'm super connected to that, because people say, oh, karmic responsibility. But karma is neither good nor challenging. It's karma. Exactly what you put in, you're going to get back. So for me, when I worry about, and this is why I brought it up, when I worry about like what somebody does to others on this earth plane, you know, and I say, oh my gosh, I'm so upset about that. My reaction over, you know, learning about karma is I don't have to worry about it, because I know karma, like the scales of justice, there will always have to be balance one way or the other. And we might not see it in this lifetime, but it does come. And so, you know, for me, it's not about, you know, anybody that wants to get mad or even. It's about don't worry, because one way or the other, their karmic responsibility will make it right. How do you feel about that statement?
We are all unique individuals, so therefore we all have our own karmic responsibility. However, that responsibility is like a ripple in a pond. It spreads out and it affects others who also have their own karmic responsibility, which ripples out and affects other people. I feel that the most important thing, and I'm sure that you would nod in agreement to this, is as long as we attend to our own karmic responsibility, then that's all that we should be asking of ourselves and possibly of other people.
I love that, absolutely. And because we have a karmic responsibility to the show and to the people who are listening, are you ready to get to the phone line?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But before we go, Jerry, you know I'm going to lead you down this path. Before we go, you know, we don't talk all the time about what you do with your past hypnosis and your, you know, past life regressions and, you know, why we go into them. And we talk about people who have, you know, issues in their life that could really help them, like, you know, phobias and fears and all of that. It also can unlock things that we might not want to bring up in our conscious on this earth. And I love that. And I also know Akashic Records. Oh, my God. They're one of the most beautiful, you know, beautiful readings or looking into them that we could do. So I want you to tell everybody, besides you being a medium, psychic, pet finder, pet healer, and everything in between, tell everybody how they can find you. And if they want to do something like that, how they can look at your website and see what else you offer. Because you do offer a lot.
My website is senseofknowing.co.uk. You can also find me on social media. Just type in either my name or jerry.psychic. There's a form on the contact page if you would like to get in touch for any of the services that I can help you with, whether it's hypnotherapy, counseling, Reiki, readings, the pet psychic side, the animal communication side, etc. And also, of course, there is the development courses that I run. The next one starts on Friday, March the 8th. There are a couple of spaces available, so if anybody's looking to start out on their psychic journey and would like to know more, then please get in touch. It's by donation only, but that's the best way to get hold of me, through the website or through social media.
I dare you offer so much. And for anybody out there thinking of or feeling that they need something, those courses are unbelievable. I could give you, you know, we've yet to touch what I need to do, but I was to one of Jerry's courses, and everybody that was in there know I was there. And, oh, my gosh, I thought I knew it all. But he went into such a deep something, I thought I was going to channel. So don't think that you know too much or feel too much or feel that these courses are not going to help you in absolutely any stage that you are in your metaphysical development. This is these courses are for you, and Jerry will put you in the right course. So again, get a hold of Jerry, and if you want to look at my webpage, you can always get a hold of him through me too, and that's BonnieAlbers.com. Of course, he made my webpage, so just shoot us a note. And another thing is, I want to do pets, Jerry. Maybe that's what we'll do next week. For everybody who wants us to do just a total pet show, talking about your pets, finding your pets, and all kinds of other issues with pets, please let me know if that's something that you want to hear. I might want to bring that next week and touch on the new love, because pets are so important to our stability here on Earth. I really believe that. So another thing is, today I heard that one of the mouses, you brought up a mouse, didn't you, for the pet? One of the mouses over there in Europe is now considered extinct. So it was weird that you brought up the mouse. Wasn't it the mouse that you brought up?
It was, indeed.
Yeah. And I just saw before the show started, it's a little brown mouse, and it's over in Europe, and they're now, or one of the islands in Europe, and it's now extinct. So, you know, animals and pets and our furry friends and our furry relatives are so important. They're here to teach us so much. And I don't really feel that people, unless they have a pet, they don't get what they're here for. And so maybe we'll do that show next week, Jer.
And I could pose the question, why is a relationship with an animal far better than a relationship with a human?
Well, I was going to say it's a good thing all my pets have passed. So, yeah, and all I do is grieve. So here we go. We're going to answer your questions. Now, when we pick you up, we're going to keep it short and sweet, but you get one question because we've got a lot of people that we want to get through. And what I need to know from you is, how are these energies, the super full moon, affecting you? So 203, you are on with Jerry. He is the spaceship of the universe. That's what you are, Jerry. You're the spaceship of the universe. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Jerry. It's Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay. Being a Cancer, I did pretty well with this one, I think.
I'm a Cancer too.
Yeah, I know. So I did pretty well, which was surprising. As long as I know it's coming, I try to prepare myself, but it was pretty good.
Well, Pat, can I ask you, because, you know, I know you love metaphysics too, and how do you, and this is probably a question that I'm going to hit you in the face with, but how do you prepare? Do you do any type of cleansing, or do you do more protection? What do you do so you can help other people out there?
Hang on tight.
I love it. All right, Jerry, go ahead and answer Pat's question, because I can feel it coming. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. Well, hi, Jerry. I've got a lot of questions, but I think a pressing one is, this happened during the full moon. I was really devastated by something that happened. I may lose a commission that I've had for over a year. It's really big. It's wonderful, but I've been so out of it, worse than out of it. It's gone on for a year, and the woman just called me, and she's coming to meet me, but she may drop it now. And I'm just praying that we can work something out. And Jerry, I mentioned to you in my email, thanks to your healing, I think this is the first crack of light that's come through, where I get so devastated and so out of whack. And the rug was pulled out from under me, but at the same time, my mind was able to say, what can you hold on to? How can you be positive?
And oh, I love that.
It worked, but it also showed me, which oftentimes I feel so guilty when people say think positive, blah, 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 blah. And I can't. I think Jerry's healing has gotten me up a step or two where I can get back to myself, where I can start talking positively to myself and utilize it. When you're supposed to do that and it doesn't work. I think all kinds of things, cynical, bitter, angry at myself, failure, blah, blah, blah. So it's been a long time that I've been able to turn to any positive thought and work with it.
Wow, so, that's fabulous.
Thank you,
that's
Jerry.
Fabulous.
But,
hey, how about me? How about thank you, Bonnie, for having Jerry on?
Oh, listen, thank you. I thank you all the time. It's because of you and you being so positive, telling me he'll help you. Those words, I felt them in my chest, Bonnie. I just knew to trust you. I knew to trust you.
That is so
sweet. Thank you, too.
You know me. It's always about me. So, but I have to tell you, you're a sweet lady. I can feel it. I knew it. And when I can feel it in my whole being, it's important for me to get that message through. So you are looking, because we're going to move to the next one.
Can I ask the question?
You can ask. Yeah, Jerry to answer.
Okay. Okay, is the woman going to come through, and is she going to continue with this commission, this art piece?
Right. First things first, and I have to be brief. What you have to hold on to is that the positive thought or the positive energy has happened once. That means it's going to happen again. That means it's going to happen again and again. That means it's going to happen again and again and again. That's what you need to hold on to. So it's not a zero. You're not in the minus column. You're in the plus column now. And that's what you need to hold on to. Therefore, what you will now start to do is attract the positive energy towards you. Therefore, if this lady is meant to come and have a discussion with you, then there is to be a resolve. It may not be the resolve that you immediately want, but you have to keep telling yourself, it's happened once, it's going to happen again. So at the moment, I would say possibly you've definitely turned a corner, and there are lots more corners to turn around. Be positive. It's going to happen again.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? And then I've got to start to make this a little brief here. But is it a commission for a piece, and you've been working on it for a year? Is that what I'm hearing?
For a what? A fee,
No, a piece. Is this a piece that you have been working on?
It's an art piece. I do portraits of animals, usually pets.
Oh.
And this crazy lady wanted me to put it in a spaceship, and I thought, good Lord. And finally she came around to a Rousseau artist background of her 8 cats. And it's a huge canvas. It's a big job. I'm just at the beginning, and I honestly hope, you know, we can work this out. And it's my fault for just being so ill for a year.
All right, stop. I'm sorry. You must now get rid of those awful words.
Yeah.
It's my fault for being so ill. No, you've had to go through that. That could be part of your karmic responsibility. You hold on to now. You've had the first step of positive thought or positive energy. That is what you build on. And that is what you take with you when this lady comes to talk to you. Not the, I have been ill. Sorry, I don't hear those words of you anymore, because, in fact, you're better. So that's what you build on.
All right, yes, I agree.
I feel
I'll
shut up now.
I feel a difference in you too, Pat, and I'm going to move on to 303. But I have to tell you, I feel you can work this out. And I feel it's all about you being energetically in a much better space to negotiate with her. And I feel that the next time you call me, you're going to say this is a miracle. So I am going to tell you, we hope to hear from you soon, Pat, and good luck. And I just adore you. That's right. Next week, we're going to do animals. And I really appreciate, because we need you. That's a great thing. I can, you know, tell everybody. I mean, animal portraits, Jerry. Oh. I mean, that's fabulous.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, there you go, you see. Right. Start thinking.
Thank you. Blessings, both of you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Oh my gosh, Jerry, I got to tell you, we're going to answer 303 in just a second, but animal portraits, I wonder if she captures the soul feeling of that animal in her portraits.
Of course she does. That's,
yeah.
And I have a feeling that Pat hasn't, I don't know whether she's realized this yet. She doesn't just capture the visual, she captures the spiritual. And that's where she's going to be taking her work to another level. And that's what she now needs to focus on, you know. So that was going to be quite an interesting. In fact, what I want from Pat is not for this issue, but for the one in June. She's going to have to write me an article and send me some pictures of her photos of the work that she's done. I want an article from that lady about her soul images the portraits that she's done, because they're going to be phenomenal.
I put
so
her back on.
Yeah,
did you hear that, Pat?
You know, I was saying absolutely. There's no point in me doing a painting unless I capture the soul. That's what it's all about for me.
You need to write an article for Jerry's magazine, for the next magazine, Pat. This is
big
time stuff for you, honey.
Huh.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Get a hold of him. You're welcome. Bye. I just had to put her back. I love you, guy. I love you too, Pat. This is just, I just can feel it. I can feel the uplift in her. I can feel it. I can see it. And I know where this is taking her if she continues. Not if, when she continues. So I think that's fabulous. And what a great, I mean, you do pet communication and pet, you know, you find pets, you speak to them. Oh my gosh, what you did for Chili when she was alive. And then she does the portrait. How like crazy is that?
So what I'm saying, this is where there are so many people out in that big wide world who do so much wonderful work. And a lot of them just, you don't get to hear about what they do or how they do it and what they actually bring into other people's lives. You know, it's like people like Pat, for example. You know, it's she just goes about what she does probably very quietly and doesn't sing her own praises enough. Well, why not? But that's where I feel that, you know, other people can then lend a hand and shout, saying, yeah, this is what this lady does. She's not just an animal artist. She captures their soul. She captures their spirit.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Brilliant.
I know, and I can't wait to see her article in the next mag, so which is coming out before we hit 303. When's the new mag coming out? It's the fourth edition. Well, it's the 4-year anniversary edition.
The next one is due out on March the 1st. That's if I can get it all done by March the 1st, which I'm sure I will do. And then it's the next one obviously is 3 months down the line. But yes, you're right. The one on March the 1st is an anniversary issue because it's its fourth birthday, and I still can't believe it's been going for 4 years.
Oh my God.
There are some extended articles in there. A couple of people have actually written more than one article for this issue, which is really nice.
Wow!
And I've got a couple of surprises, which I'm not telling you about, otherwise it wouldn't be surprises.
You're not going to be able to keep that from me. You know that better.
No, you won't. Oh yes, I. You'll never. I'm sorry.
Now I feel inadequate. I only put, I extended my articles as much as I can because, you know, the ADD work is tough for me. But I love it. I mean, I've always thought about being Dear Abby, and I ended up being Ask Bonnie in your magazine. And, oh, my gosh, 4 years? Are you kidding? That's how time flies when you're having fun, Jared.
Well, there's the old saying, time flies like a banana. I never got my head around that either.
Yeah, really. If we see flying bananas, then I don't know. I think we're headed for some other bin than what we're doing right now. But I never know. You know, you never know with us. 303, you are on with Jerry. He is the spaceship for the universe. At least it's better than him being Cleopatra. So 303, how can we help you? But first tell us how the energies have affected you.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. This is Elvin. Hi, Jerry. What's the question today?
What is your name? I'm sorry.
Allison?
Allison. Okay, Allison. Yeah. Okay, Allison. The question is, how did this big full super moon affect your energy? Oh. Did it affect it at all?
No, not really. I'm going through a lot right now, so I'm just really physically tired, drained, and so on. So it really had less to do with the moon and just more.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm so sorry. People have dropped, Jerry. I don't know whether it's Blog Talk, but here we go. 386, you are on with the Master, the Spaceship of the Universe. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry. This is Cindy in Florida. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you? Have you got any good news for us?
No.
What have you been doing?
Just looking into different ways to make money and try to find some online businesses, something I can do from this area because there's work's just been really slow. So I'm just trying to make something happen financially and so I can get ahead here and generate maybe multiple lines of income. So when one business is slow, the other one can pick up. So I'm trying to find something to get them.
Didn't I bring up, and Jerry, I need you to answer too. Maybe it was on a different one, but didn't I say something about a spray? They're showing me a bottle again. Cindy.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. I've been trying to think of something I can come up with. Yeah.
It's something about the energy, the putting energy or crystals in the water, like what people say, if you put in, what is the purple, if you put in, not violet, but, and you put in all these essences, it helps with like vanilla with calming and this one, ginseng with, this and that. It's kind of like that, like putting the essence, like I have a spray that is instead of lighting, a sage, that I don't have to light the sage, it's in the spray bottle. And what I've seen and what they're showing me is if you're going to want to do something that will make income for you, it's not expensive. You can get those bottles and put in infused essence to help with calming and muscle calming for the clients that you work with. And I don't know if I'm using the right words, but I can see it. It's not violet, it's purple, and it's used for it would be really good for the horses and muscles. And kind of like if you were doing your own, like if you were a massage therapist for people, how they, create their own oils and essences. And I feel that there's something that you can create that will generate income for you, even if you're not somewhere. You put them on it, .com or, if you put it up and you go around to the different barns and different, houses there. And I feel like if you could generate enough income. And in fact, if you have it on your web page, eventually you put it in Force magazine, because I know they exist, that you could generate income without even thinking about it. What are you picking up, Jer? Hello? Jerry?
Sorry, I've got Skype doing weird things. It keeps blipping in and out on me, so I missed a little bit of that. The first thing I was being made aware of is because the energy of the planet has changed, as in we are now stepping out of the darker days and the shorter days into the longer days and the spring energy. I feel that with you that it's going to be about springing forward, just as the time will shift towards the end of March. I can see you springing forwards, but I also feel that at the moment diversity is necessary until you can actually narrow it down to just maybe 2, 3, or 4 distinct things that you're going to be working with. But at the moment, it does give me the feeling of like having to scratch around trying to find something, like a hen, you know, going around the farmyard trying to scratch for food. I know exactly what that's like, my lovely. But suddenly the corner will things will turn around. I do feel that you're on a slight transformation curve at the moment. So you're really going to possibly have to still dig a little bit around until the middle of March. But by the third week of March, that phase should have ended and you should find that work is a lot more fluidic.
Okay. Do you see any hold up with me getting my tax refund for this year that I just e-filed by the end of this month, or will it be end of March?
I don't see any hold ups. The only thing you have to be aware of is that any paperwork, in particular paperwork that relates to any financial change, etc., you need to make sure you read it through at least twice before, if you like, either sending it or putting your signature, any documents of that nature. So I don't see a hold up. I go back again to the animal of today, which is the mouse. Just scrutinize it before you send it.
I love that. I hope, Cindy, that's given you some encouragement. And I, you know, what did you pick up about March, Jerry? Because I kept seeing March. So what were you saying, that she'd have a turnaround in March?
By the third week of March, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, when she was asking about, when you were asking Cindy about your tax return, I kept hearing March. So we're only a week out of March. So, you know, I feel like there won't be any holdup, but it might not be until March, actually, that you get your tax return. Is that what she was kind of asking?
Yeah, what I was saying was, though, that because of the energy of March, if there's any paperwork, particularly paperwork linking with financial matters, mm-hmm. it needs to be read through thoroughly before sending.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't see any delays. It's just, again, with the energy of this year, it's the pace that's more important than the speed. So that's the general message.
And you know what we've got coming, and you know when it actually is? We've got a Mercury retrograde in March. So be careful, and that's why I'm sure you're seeing that. When is the Mercury retrograde? You're a Gemini, you should know.
Begins on the 5th, and it's for 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh, okay. So we go from this big supermoon to now Mercury retrograde. But we've had a few months where we've had pretty good energies bopping around. So good luck, Cindy. I keep seeing this product. I don't know what it is. I don't feel you have to put a big initial layout, but I know there's going to be, you've got to get, you know, the bottles. You have to know how to infuse the energy and all that. But I feel like once you do, there's a product you can put out that you will not have to worry about where you were, but it's, you know, you can put it in that Equine magazine. I could see it. So, okay, 804, you are on with the Master of the Universe. Hi. Or the Spaceship of the Universe, actually. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Jerry. Thank you so much for taking my call related to the energies. I just stay in a positive, grateful mode, and the dark energies don't bother me because I'm more empowered by the light each day, by just knowing that love is God energy and everything is energy, and if we can just hold that in our hearts and bring it out into our families, into the community, we can see synchronicity start popping up all over the place. It will become more powerful. And when those synchronicities are happening, there's good and bad synchronicities, but they're sort of keeping you on a a path when you're heightening your awareness, which that will happen too without any effort for doing meditation. Just getting out into nature is God's classroom. I say, leave the devices.
Yeah.
Just go out and look at the beauty surrounding you, the flowers, the trees, listening to the birds singing. They're always happy because all their needs are met. And whatever you can't handle, let go and let God, but do it in a way that your faith is rock solid, that it, no matter how dark it seems, what you're going through, that you will come through with light in the end.
In the light.
If you have the right, right, exactly.
Can I ask who we're speaking with this beautiful, deep voice that's giving this profound statement? Who are we speaking to?
Well, I'd like to connect with you. I'd like to help with the magazine, too. I'm actually a global visionary. So
wow.
If you keep my number, I'd like to connect with you as soon as possible, because what you're doing is so fantastic, and I need to come out more, not about me. I'm like a way show, but I say the stories aren't all about me, but it's about me showing you how my faith in God has seen me through some pretty bizarre things. So if I
can
share my name, people can. Yes,
yeah.
It's Hugh, H-U-G-H. Last name, Charlson, is spelled T like Tom. R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. You can put it on YouTube or Google it. There's all kinds of social media. I don't do anything inbound or outbound personally on the internet. That's why I'm asking you to just keep my number. But I can connect you with you through my business partner, who handles a lot of social media. And for the people who are asking about developing passive income streams, that's what's really necessary today. That's what's going to shift the economy too, because people don't realize what's coming so quickly on the dark side is the robotics, the artificial intelligence, and the automation.
Oh,
so
I know. Let me tell you something. I'm going to talk to you. Let me tell you something. I do know that's coming. I don't, and I'm being medical because I am a nurse. I don't fear that. So I don't do any of the, I don't do any of the dark stuff. We don't do that on the show, but we always look at the light, and you'd be perfect because you look at the light. But let me ask, and the energies, when we were talking about the energies, it's about how it affects, like, you know, because I'm a nurse, our body is made up of 80-something% water. And, you know, if we have tides, that the regular moon brings it in and out twice a day, if probably not more. So when you have a super moon, what happens is, for me, my body fluids shift. And that's what we're talking about. How did it affect you? Like, do you sleep? Do you not sleep? Are you more energized? Do you have no energy? And that's what we're really talking about, effects. So, you know, that's what is really cool about this show. We're all about, like you are, the light, and about what nature and everything is just so amazing. When you walk out, I work with the flower energies myself. So let me ask you a question. What question would you like? By the way, in order to write for the magazine, and everybody can, and I'm sure you're going to connect with Jerry, take his website. Go to his website and leave him a note that says, hey, I need to connect with you. So did you get that? Already, did you get his webpage?
Well, I already looked on the internet, so I'll have my business partner connect, who's also a cybersecurity expert too. So there's a lot of things that are shifting and happening right now, right?
I love that. Well, Hugh, what do you do? You say that you're. So tell me what you work
in. I've had a pretty bizarre life. I actually even share a common background with President Trump, but I'm not into the ego like he is. My last name has global recognition in the food service field. My biggest mission and vision is actually feeding people body, mind, and spirit, and having them to God connection properly. And it's not about religion, but it is about spirituality. So
I love that. Can I ask you, your last name is Charlson, T-R-A-U-L-S-O-N?
S-E-N.
S-E-N.
Charleston refrigerators are all over the world. They're in hotels, hospitals, schools, restaurants. President Trump has them in his hotels or even in the White House kitchen. I'm the firstborn child of the founder and did work for the company years ago. My mother also was a supermodel, and there's a lot of information you'll come across on a big website.
Well, I'll tell you what. Do you think you can get me a job as a supermodel? I'm 61 and I'm only 5'2", but hell, I can be a supermodel also.
Oh, no, you connect with me because what I have available for you, nurses don't get paid enough. I want to show them how they'll have a lot of fun with what I have available. Yes. So as quick as you just connect with me and you're going to have a ball.
Okay, Hugh. So let me ask, because I've got to get to the next caller. And we
I just
want to
ask this
you.
One quick question of Jerry, if I can. Yes.
Go ahead. Well,
is he able to, if you're able to go back through the timelines, Jerry, I had a lot of profound, very heavy-duty life experiences back in the early 80s, one of which was a UFO encounter. And I believe it was a triangular Palladian ship that was the Hudson Valley, New York UFO sightings. Now, some people say that was reverse engineered ship, but the one I saw, I believe, was an actual Palladian ship. I just wanted to see if there's any confirmation that you get on that.
Firstly, it's lovely to connect with you, and I have a million and one questions I could ask you, but I will stick to the question you are telling me, is that there was some reflection or refraction of the sun in the outer hull, if you like, casing of the ship. And to me, I also see that there was some sort of pin point of light on each of the corners. To me, visitor from another dimension. This ship could move so fast that if you saw it static 1 minute and blinked, it was gone the next. It could move that quick. It was like looking into a bowl of mercury. That's the best way I can describe it.
I got to tell you something before you even continue. I have two people on the show that talked about UFOs, and I mean extensively, Hugh, and that was David Campione. His dad worked with the FBI. He has a book out that maps all of that and the amazing stories he told us about his encounter. And then Area 51, the children of Area 51, and I had both of those authors on my show. So you are speaking to the right people, and especially Jerry. He is super connected to all universal, I want to tell you, ETs maybe, or, you know, out in. And so you are fascinating to us, and we do need you to get a hold of us. But I feel like Jerry just gave you confirmation about what you saw. Is that what you were asking for?
Basically, yes, because when I speak with you, I'll fill you in a little bit more on that, and I'll let you move on. But it's delightful to come into contact with you now, because it's people like us coming together that can really shift things very quickly now as we tap into our own networks and empower our own networks so that they can empower others. It just goes on and on the way I see it. It's unlimited, but I've trained my mind to think in unlimited terms.
Absolutely. I did too. I only wish I had this show on a bigger and broader station that nobody's picking
up. It's
meant
to be
whatever
it is. It's in God's time and God's way, not mine. So you're doing beautifully, though. So thank you so much.
I am. But I have to tell you, Hugh, I'm going to give you mine. It's Bonnie Albers, B Albers, B A L B E R S, is it Sam? 714.
Yeah, I already found you down in Lake Mary, Florida, but I don't have any phone number, so if you can just save my number and give me a call.
I have it.
Okay, great.
So I will get a hold of you, but we need you for the next magazine, and you did see what you saw, and I would love you to look up David Campione. Take a look at that and look at his website. He's also in Florida. He's amazing about UFOs and mapping them, so there you
go. I'm sure he'll be delighted to find out who I am, because I actually interacted with a gentleman by the name of Harry Rositsky, who was high-level CIA, who wrote a book, The KGB, The Eyes of Russia. And I have that on one of the pages, the synchronicities from my connection with Harry Rositsky are unbelievable. And he was known supposedly as the Falcon in the group, The Aviary. That was all about UFOs, top secret stuff.
I love that, and I want to do a show with that. I would absolutely put that show on. So,
great.
If you go back into my
archive.
Yeah, I know
you have other callers, so I'll let you go on that,
yeah.
And we'll connect off there. But thank you so much, Jerry and Bonnie. A delight to come into contact with you.
Thank you. We feel the same. Okay, Jerry. Now I took him off there. What are you feeling, guy?
Well, see, this is where I would pose the question. You can't have the dark when there is light, as he was saying, but you have to have the both because there has to be balance. And
yeah.
I also would say that although it is suggested, I put in quotes, that it is our role to empower other people, supposing the person that we're speaking with doesn't want to be empowered, when do we stop? Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? It's like, if everybody has a karmic responsibility, maybe some people have a karmic responsibility in this earth life not to be empowered, not to see the messages that people like you are trying to put over, you know, and it fascinates me because it opens up a huge, another big bowl of stuff that we know that we can ask. It's and ask about ourselves and why are we here? What are we doing? What is our role? And it's just it's fascinating to me.
I'm here.
It's like I know. Well, I used to. This is interesting. I'm sorry. I know there are callers waiting. I used to think, and I use that word think, that I knew why I was here. It wasn't until somewhat, I would say, when I say recently, that's not as in the last months, it's in the last few years or so, that I've actually understood why I'm supposed to be here. However, it has posed me a hell of a lot more questions than I have answers for.
Well, guess what? Didn't you ever wonder why I was here? I can tell you. I'm here because I am going to eat every nothing but cake in the world so that I can tell everybody what the best flavor is.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And so far, my best flavor is chocolate chip for everybody that knows everything, nothing but cake. Look it up on the internet. But I am still on my diet. I am walking, but that's okay. I you know what? I'm so fascinated, Jerry, with UFOs. We haven't even touched on that subject because I brought it up. I mean, one of the shows that I just always remember is David Campioni, and it's only because it was an interview show. You know, he was and talking about his encounter with one of his friend's encounter actually with one of them, space people who look like us in Canada, which always makes me, you know, feel that we are encountering, you know, those what we call aliens. I hate that word, but space individuals all the time. We just don't recognize them. They're here. Okay. They don't have to look like green monsters or, in MIB. They don't have to look like long necks or ET. They actually can assume our shapes and figures and are studying Earth in places we just don't go to. So, you know, it's really interesting, and it's a subject that I am so passionate about, but it's so vast. Like you said, we're just going to have to do some shows, Jer, on UFOs and different. You know, my big thing is the dark side of the moon. You know, they said that they weren't going to allow, you know, humans on the dark side of the moon, but we're actually landing there, aren't we?
Well, the Chinese have sent a probe or a craft that has actually photographed the dark side of the moon. But because of the temperature that exists on the dark side of the moon, nothing's impossible, I suppose. You know, they're still looking at landing people on Mars, for goodness sakes, even though that's like an 18-month round trip. Anything is possible. I always remember, though, listening to a very old radio show from here in the UK, which was first broadcast back in the 1950s, I think it was, which was called Journey into Space. And it's worth listening to because, if you ever listen to the episodes of Journey into Space, you can find it on YouTube or just Google it, whatever. It's fascinating because it actually talks about a spacecraft that takes off from the moon and goes round to the dark side and what happens when it gets there. You want to have a listen. Very interesting.
I will absolutely, for everyone listening, I hope you listen. And there's going to be a test on it next week. I just had to say that. But, you know, there's so many fascinating, you know, we haven't even touched some of the fascinating, you know, if we do land on Mars, how come we're not seeing anybody? And I know that people say they're Martians, and we do know that there's aliens and there's space people. Why are we not seeing them? Could it be that they're in a dimension that we can't see and they're actually there?
I should think if they've got any sense, they've probably moved and gone elsewhere because they know that we're coming.
I know, that McDonald's franchise that keeps swearing they're going to be on in Mars. Wow, I just don't know how they're going to get anybody to work for $10 an hour. So I'll just have to, you know, make sure that money isn't an issue. But, you know, I just always wonder if they land on Venus or they see, you know, send these probes out and they come back 30 billion years, you know, light years away. Why are we not seeing, you know, like Venusians and Pleiadians? There's got to be a reason, and I know they exist. So where are they existing from? Is it the alternate universe? Is it just a different sea that they're on because you can only see on one frequency? So that's questions that I'm just fascinated with.
I would say they've probably got far too much intelligence to get caught on camera.
Yes, that, or like I said, they are just a breath away in a different energy sphere. And that's what I'm kind of feeling, although I do know that they do exist and I feel like they're here. So we'll discuss that on a different show. But 805, you are on with us. You are looking at the spaceship of the universe and you can talk to Jerry all about it. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Bonnie. This is Donna. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Donna, can you tell me what, and I know, go ahead, Jerry. I didn't even give you a chance to answer.
I just said hello. That was all. I didn't answer anything.
Hi.
What, tell us how you have been feeling with the energies of the super big moon that just came about yesterday.
Well, you know, I was in a phase of a little bit of reclusiveness, and I was feeling sad about things in my life and different things, and that was hard, and that went on for like 2 weeks, and all of a sudden yesterday, it's like I popped out of it, and I'm looking forward to things, and yeah, so it has affected me in a good way, I think.
That is, you know what, I've got to tell you before you can ask your question. It's affected me in the last 2 weeks. I can't sleep, which is really a little bit disturbing. But, and I don't sleep that much anyway. But what I was going to say is the big super moon, you know, big full moons are endings of things with wonderful, promising new beginnings. So you just gave that whole line, how you were feeling depressed, how things weren't this. And then all of a sudden yesterday something popped and you feel energetic or feel hopeful again. That's exactly how that full moon does. It takes out of your life the things that are supposed to leave, ending, and it brings beautiful new beginnings going forward. So, okay, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I want to tell you real quick, there's a thing you can get on eBay. It's called Geek Sleep, and you take 1.5 hours before sleep and 1 at sleep time. It's all natural, like chamomile and all. And I've told people, and everybody's sleeping now.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, I'll try it. I'm just hoping, like I said,
yeah,
I
but
can
get it on eBay
today.
Because it's more than half price. More than half price on eBay.
Okay. So what? So tell us. Thank you for that information for anybody listening.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
What would you like to ask?
Okay,
twice in my meditations about a week and a half ago, I heard it's coming soon. And then I was sitting with a group of people about 3 days ago, and we closed our eyes and we were going to go into a meditation. And even before I went in the meditation, the whisper came in, it's coming soon. So
wow.
Something is on its way. It was so profound. So I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Wow.
I suppose it really depends, my lovely, on what it is you've been asking for. Because there feels to me that there is a completion due, that you have been waiting on something to transmute a situation or circumstance around you. So you've been asking for this closure, completion, and so therefore that's as much as I was hearing. It's coming. It is coming soon. So, what have you been asking for?
Well, I've been asking to meet a fellow. You know, it's been a long time since I've been with someone, and then also for more abundance to come in. So, if I don't meet the fellow, I can go traveling with my friends.
Okay,
that's so
now,
cute.
This is where. I've been looking at this quite a bit with people on in my private readings, and it's about strategizing. It's about which do you feel is the most important for you, so which one do you feel you would like to come first, and then the other one will follow. It's not as if you only focus on one and then lose one. So, which is more important, the meeting of the person who's going to bring some balance into your life, or having the resources to be able to go on vacation with a friend? I feel it's in that order, personally.
Yeah, I think the relationship, and then with the relationship, I could travel with the man. You know, we can travel together as a couple. I think
right. That
would be nice.
So, therefore, the answer to your question is, it's coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, good.
How about, does anybody want to hear from me? I've been silent for 5 minutes.
Yeah, please.
I love it, Jerry, because when I heard it's coming soon, all I heard was happiness. And so that's exactly what you told her, whatever she was wishing for. And you are wishing for happiness. So when it's coming soon, happiness always for me means a relationship, because I'm a relationship nut. So I love when I can say happiness for me relates to that you're going to find somebody, or that you're looking for happiness in your life, which would be somebody to share it with. So I pulled a card for you, and believe it or not, when Jerry said you have to break it down, and listen to this. It's the hydrangea, and the hydrangea is beautiful pink, and it says first step. Breaking down this problem into tiny pieces makes it easy to take the first step. So when you ask what is coming soon, and Jerry said, which do you are you wishing for? Which are you looking for? And you started giving two or three things with your, relationship and then having enough money. It says, this first step means break down what you really want, what you really are looking for, put it in order and start biting off a little bit at a time. By the time you turn around, it's all going to be there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that to me is a fabulous read for both of us.
Very nice.
When I hear happiness, Donna, I'm going to tell you I want to celebrate.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking for, definitely, is happiness. Yes.
It's coming soon, girlfriend. It's coming soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Both of
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. I will.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I love that. Jerry, I am going to pop into chat for a minute because I see chat is just going crazy, or it was. So it says, Crystal wants to know if her friend Trish got a hold of you for your class.
I'm trying to remember. Trish, do I know that name? Doesn't ring any bells immediately, but I won't say no. Was it Trish? It could have been. It could have been. I'm sorry, but a few people have, and I haven't had replies from the ones that I've emailed. So, quite possibly.
I absolutely feel the energy, and I love it. I feel your classes and all kinds of things are going to be just bursting out all over in the next couple months. And I love that, because the more that we can metaphysically really connect, and in whatever way we can, and learn different skills, different mindsets. And that's really, Jerry, what a lot of the group is. It's about really honing in on skills, learning how to pull out your skills. And I can't tell you how many people I hear it when they're on the show. I feel it when they're on the show. It says, you know, send them to Jerry, because you are such a great teacher. And I only wish I had the concentration to do it, because my class would last about 10 minutes. Okay, we studied, we did this. Okay, see you later. Talk to you next week. So that you have the concentration. Go ahead.
It's a no. I haven't heard from someone. I haven't heard from a lady called Trish. No, not as yet.
Okay, so Sue, if you can reach out to her and tell her that the class is starting, that would be wonderful. Now, Jerry, we really don't have a whole lot of time, and I want to just chat a little bit about the magazine, because I do want to save some time to go over the end of the show. But you have a magazine that's coming out, and you're not telling me about the surprises. How much do you want to bet I'm going to find out?
I would bet an awful lot.
There's a way that I know I can do it, and there's a way. So everyone, we're going to wager that bet. I won't tell anybody, but I'm going to find out. And I feel like there's what we need to do also is to start writing down, and that's what I'm going to do. Next week is going to be about pets, and I think the week after is going to be about space people. What do you call them? Do you call them aliens or space people?
I suppose we always look at them as extraterrestrial beings, but we don't know what shape or form they would come in. They certainly won't come in as human, because we are, as far as we know, we are the only humans, because the only other planet that we know of that could have been capable of sustaining life was Mars. So there could be other forms of intelligent energies out there that don't necessarily have to be humans. What would I call them? Visitors? I don't know. I mean, how would you label them?
You know, I just don't. It's really crazy, because you don't know. Well, I do feel that they have come here in our form. It doesn't mean that they are our form. It's that they give the illusion they are. And I feel they do study, you know, our planet, some of them. You know, I don't feel everybody does. So I don't know. So I guess I get, I guess space people would be okay. But, you know, aliens to me is so foreign. I just don't love that word. And I don't know why. Maybe I was an alien and I just don't like the word. But I don't resonate with that. So space and people, we don't know if they're people. So I like extraterrestrials, but I'm just not sure what that resonates and means. So I'm going to use space people. What space life forms or something like that. It's crazy, because when you think about it, Jared, you know, space beings, you're right. Because how do you know they're beings, right?
Exactly.
So maybe we should stick with the extraterrestrial, which means what?
That's a very good question. I'm not actually sure. It just feels that extraterrestrial could be just a very generic way of if you like, putting that label on. I agree. It has been documented that there have been people from other systems, planets, whatever you would like to say, that have been living on Earth and living amongst us to learn about us. God, I bet that was a shock for them.
Yeah, you know, the only thing is we can't reciprocate, or maybe the government has and we just don't know, you know?
Well, it's the government, is the experiment in the USA still running, which is SETI, S-E-T-I, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. If you remember, there was a film that starred Jodie Foster about that, going back possibly at least 10 years or so ago now. But I'm wondering whether SETI is still running in the USA.
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I know that we there's all kinds of stuff that runs here. I know there is some place in Arizona that was running that was testing mediums and psychics, and I know it wasn't SETI, but they were. Is another one that has an S name, and I don't think that is going on. I don't feel that's going on, but it could be. What I never could figure out, Jerry, was this, why keep it secret? Like, what are we going to do, fall off the buildings? I never quite understood why we as people weren't allowed to know. So I just don't know. I would have to look into that, but it's a good thing. You know, I do have friends in high places, so does Hugh. Maybe he can ask, the president. But I do really feel that that we don't know about every program, and I do feel a lot of it is about space. You do know that they're going to try to open another branch of the military, and it's going to be about space. And, man, that's what I wanted to know. Why can't I work for that? It's called space something. You know, you have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. This is going to be the fifth, and it's called space something. And it's going to be about training people, just like you do in the Air Force, Marines, and so on, to work in space. Now, is that cool or what?
Yes, I can understand why, but then why is that necessary? What are they fearful of? Why are people having to do that?
I know. I don't feel like it's maybe the branch of the military that's warring, but I never thought about it. But I feel you're right. I don't know, but I feel like they are going to start this new branch, and it's going to be exploring space. And that's kind of what I took it as. But maybe you're taking it as if they're going to be more of a military branch, and maybe that's why, you know, maybe that's right. I don't know.
There's always something like that behind it in this current climate that we have at the moment, you know. And I'm sorry, but don't get me into politics, as I hate talking about politics, but
yeah,
it's
where
some of the leaders of these so-called superpowers ought to be getting together to find out how to heal the planet, not how to try and blow it up, or how to try and get into space to blow up some other planet. It's far better to put that money into healing the world that we have rather than trying to find out about something else.
Touche, my dear friend. And another show has gone down. And everyone, you can hear the show through archives. You can hear it on iTunes. You can do podcasts, your little purple button on your iPhone. And we are going to start to broadcast live even on the Gmail and Google section. So you'll be able to get this podcast on Google very shortly. We are going to expand into YouTube very soon, and I'm going to tell you that my co-host for Wednesday, whether he likes it or not, is going to be there. And just tune in. We've got some fabulous, awesome new things coming down the pike for this show. So I want to thank everybody. I know we have I have a show with Kelly. I had to take off yesterday, and we are going to do that show tomorrow morning. So that's at 10 a.m. And I will see you back here, Jerry, next Wednesday, as always, for a great, fabulous, and awesome show. And it is going to be on pets, everyone. I have 90 seconds to say goodbye. Again, Jerry, if you give them how to find you on your web page.
Yes, my website, senseofknowing.co.uk. Bonnie, thank you. Bless you as always. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Take care. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Love around the world. Love around the universe. And we are universal light and love. Have a great weekend. And I will see you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Anybody that's up for a morning coffee show, hopefully I will get some sleep. Bye.